Hello, music fans, and God love you, Bear. This is Dale, and it's now time for 330 weeks of the only jam show in the Gulf Coast. It's Jams Plus, and it's right here on jamsplus.com.
Yeah. plastic dog, yeah, flaps at the kitchen screen door. Wrist a little gypsy mom, got burned out from the war. It was a big one, wore the heels one Sunday afternoon. Gypsy was held a prisoner by a screen door from the moon. Side up a bar. She was a big one. More than that, she was the size of a baby raccoon. I pulled down glass prison walls and we danced in the light of the moon. Well, she knows nothing in all of our life. Well, she knows everything about living. Well, she knows nothing in all of our life. Well, she
Mo here on the Jam Show, jamsplus.com, the 930 Club in Washington, D.C., 1999, and Moth, before that, Hey Baby, Into the Storm. Jimi Hendrix, Maui, Hawaii, July 30th, 1970. Looking back on September 18th, 1970, when Jimi Hendrix, Johnny Allen Hendrix, at the age of 27, American guitarist, singer, and songwriter, passed away. So remembering him on this day and opening up 330 weeks of Jams Plus with Hendrix here on the Jam Show. Now we're going to head to the Steel Wheel Tour, August 28, 1989, with the Rolling Stones. This is Harlem Shuffle on Jams Plus on jamsplus.com.
Oh,
String Cheese here on the Jam Show, Black and White, Manchester, Tennessee, June 22nd, 2002. Special guest before that, Rolling Stones, Harlem Shuffle from August 1989. You know, the Jam Show has great sponsors, one of them being Parrish Walker. Parrish Walker at oracleofmobile.com. You can give Parrish a call at 251-459-4764. Live in Mobile or thinking about moving here, she has great houses throughout the Mobile and Baldwin County area. Parrish Walker at oracleofmobile.com. You know, the Jam Show is going to continue on. We're going to Athens at the Georgia Theater, October 23rd, 2003. Derek Trucks, man, this is Feel So Bad. Here on Jams Plus on jamsplus.com.
So bad, I feel like a broken on a rainy day. Feel so bad, I feel like a broken on a rainy day. Since I lost my baby, shake my head and walk away. Sometimes I wanna stay here, but again I wanna leave. Sometimes I wanna leave here, but again I wanna stay. I shake my head and walk away.
Thank you.
Hey, you're listening to Jams Plus here with Dale Taylor on JamsPlus.com. London, England, 1978. That was Bob Marley and Lively Up Yourself. An awesome version, really cool guitar solo there. Also, we heard Derek Trucks' Feel So Bad, October 23rd in Athens at the Georgia Theater. That's from 2003. Now the jam show is going to head to a band that's from Minnesota. This is from the Roy Wilkins Auditorium, New Year's Eve 2001 in Minnesota. And this is an awesome Kangaroo here on Jams Plus on jamsplus.com.
Kangaroo, oh kangaroo, you're grabbing in the woods, wife decided to give you your bounce back, my kangaroo. Oh kangaroo, that's so hard for you to bounce in my backyard. You tell the ocean to move, my kangaroo, my kangaroo. It's okay, my kangaroo. Kangaroo, it ain't so hard for you to bounce in my backyard. Just send you some blue, my kangaroo. My kangaroo. Thank you.
see in this city, they had the right idea. Maybe the wrong if I voice my opinion by Mayor Daley announcing his support to, and then by Sergeant Schreiber saying that, yeah. Tricky, dicky, got in the sticky. Try to time one once time again. Tricky, dicky, made it licky. Got his time again. That's what I wanted to say. Tricky, dicky, can take a licky on my today. I'll try it again. I'll try it again. I'll try it again. That's what he would say.
Here on the Jam Show, jamsplus.com, and Get Down from the High Chaparral in Chicago, November 1972. Before that, the Big Woo Kangaroo, Roy Wilkins Auditorium, New Year's Eve 2001. You know, the Jam Show has some great sponsors, one of them being Wimpy's Floor Center Incorporated. That's wimpysfloorcenter.com, 57 North Florida Street here in Mobile, Alabama, 251-471-3157. Check them out at wimpysfloorcenter.com. The Jam Show is going to continue on. It's one of our favorite. It's the Allman Brothers Band in Cow Palace, December 31st, 1973. It's Mary Lou here on the Jam Show, jamsplus.com.
Yeah! know what I'm gonna do. What I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do baby.
Jack was really a jester, had his one good eye on the queen, and there sat the king beside her, and he sawed up and down with every scene, whisked in the corner, kitchen peanuts between. Yeah.
in the corner, catching lizards between his knees, and the dog, he's been long gone, gonna kick for the wedding team. Now 52, I mean 54 bicycles on the wall, ready to ride the day last.
Widespread panic in Jack from the Marine Civic Center in Panama City, Florida, May 5th, 1996. An awesome version of that song. They do a great job. Love Jack. Before that, Mary Lou, Allman Brothers, Cow Palace, December 31st, 1973. Jam show's almost done with the first set. But before we get out, we're going to do some Bob Dylan. This is from Boston, Massachusetts, November 21st, 1975. It's here on Jams Plus and jamsplus.com. It's Hurricane.
Pistol shots ring out on a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the outer hall. She sees a bartender and a pool of blood. Has that my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Three bodies lying there, there's Patty Z and another man in Bello moving mysteriously. Understand. I saw him leave and he says and he stops. One of us had better call up the cops. And so Betty calls the cops. And they arrive on the scene with the red lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, friends are driving around. Number one contender for the middleweight crown had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down when a cop pulled him over to the side of the road. Just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the streets unless you wanna throw the this rap on the cops. Me and Arthur Dexter Bradley went here prowling around. Saw two men running out, they looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car without a state plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cop said, wait a minute boys, this one's not dead. They took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, they told him they hauled Reuben in, took him to the hospital, and they brought him upstairs. The wounded man looks up through his one dying eye, saying, "Why'd you bring him in here for? He ain't the guy." Yes, here's a story of the hurricane. The many authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Reuben's in South America fighting for his name. Well, at the Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game, and the cops up with the screws, they're looking for someone to blame. Remember that murder that happened in a bar? Remember you said you saw the getaway car? Think you like to play ball with the law? Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running that night? Don't forget now, you're way. Not sure. Cops said a poor boy like you could use a break. We got you for that motel job. We're talking to your friend Bill. You don't want to have to go back to jail. Be a nice fellow. Who'll be doing society a favor? That son of a bitch is brave and braver. We want to put his ass in stir. We want to pin this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman, Jim. Just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, and I do it for the pay. When it's over, I just as soon go on my way. Up to South Paradise, where the trout streams flow and the air is nice, and ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man into a mouse. Advance. The trial was a big circus, he never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. Oh, they could not produce the gun. The DA said he was the one who did the deed, and the old white jury agreed. Falsely tried. Crime was murder. One who guessed who testified. Other days they're rallying fellow, and they both lied. In the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously frayed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed to live in a land where justice. In their ties, I'm free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. That's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
You've just completed the first set of 330 weeks of Jams Plus right here on jamsplus.com.